Hello, this is Veronica Conway, and I'm the founder of the G8 Intensive, the founder of too many programs to really list here. But today we're going to do a great interview, a case study with the beautiful Crystal Good. And we call this Binder to Business in 30 Days. So if you are wanting to launch a business in record time, and have that be a multiple four- or five-figure business in record time, then you'll want to get a pen and a piece of paper and take good notes about how to do that, because that's what Crystal just did. So welcome, Crystal. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the business that you're in and what you love about the business that you're in, because you're doing some great work in the world.
Well, hi, Veronica. Yes, well, my business, themixedmedia.com, is a social media strategy for mission-driven organizations. It took me a while to figure out that what really excites me is working with cause-driven organizations and helping them to reach their goal. And sometimes that goal is awareness. Sometimes that goal is fundraising. Sometimes, you know, it depends on what the client is. But in today's world, we know that social media has to be a part of your marketing strategy and how you're presenting your company or your nonprofit or your platform. If you're a political figure, it has to be. There's no exception. And I tend to be a person that really enjoys communication, and you bundle that with marketing, and I really feel like I'm in my zone, I'm in my element. And so far, this business that we're going to talk about today is showing me that I'm in the right lane.
That's great. And this, you launched this business really back in January, isn't it? I mean, isn't that when we sort of...
That's the birthday that I will give Miss Media.
That's great.
I think that's fair. Prior to that, I was a little bit pregnant like an elephant. So for several years, thinking about a business. But in January of 2015 is when Mixed Media, Bill, you know, sort of made it out of the hospital.
Yeah, great. Talk about that. Talk about exactly where you were. You came to me in December. You were like, I've got to do this virtual boot camp. I've got to work with you around getting a business started because it's time. It's go time. Tell us a little bit about sort of your mindset at the time, kind of where you were at, so that we can really know you know, in order to know sort of what's really changed, we have to sort of know where you were in the beginning. So talk a little bit about that, what you were thinking about, what your mindset was at the time, all that.
Well, looking back, you know, I can see that I had a lot of internal fears and a lot of challenges that I had to get over in terms of just, you know, here I'm developing a business. I really... Of course, there's social media strategy companies out there, but I didn't necessarily, and I've worked in and around social media being a part of, you know, other campaigns, but, you know, developing this as a standalone firm in a market. And just so your listeners know, my company is based in Appalachia, West Virginia specifically, and being that, you know, when I look around, you know, in my community of entrepreneurs and such, it was a difficult concept for them to understand exactly what I'm doing, which is why the boot camp was so important to me, that I could be around people that were encouraging. That doesn't mean that, you know, if it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea, but, you know, being around people that didn't just say, oh, well, you can't do that because it hasn't been done before. Was not the attitude. So, you know, getting over fears. And then I had a lot of limitations that I put on myself because I wasn't aware was trying to a lot of times push a rock up the hill. One of the things that was great about the, you know, the boot camp is learning about different tools that would automate the way you do business if you're a solo entrepreneur and you're getting a company started. You have to know where these tools are. And once I realized there's a whole world out there beyond, you know, your business tools for entrepreneurs and how to find them and what works and really where your pains are. We'll talk about that, what are you tolerating? So it really was just a really quick, fast overhaul, and it was a boot camp for my business that really, really jump started the long term workout, and that's
right.
Where I am now.
Right. And so when you began, you've talked about this case study as buying your business in 30 days is you told me that you literally had been writing down a lot of different business concepts on pieces of paper, and you had them in a binder, and you've been doing that for 5 years, right? So you have this
all
binder
over the
full
plate,
of ideas.
Yeah. I was really proud of myself when I sent, all of my ideas. I thought, I could show you one day, I will be excited to share the binder, right, with all of these ideas. I put them all together in one binder, and I really went through and I looked for themes, right,
mm-hmm.
that were, themes or ideas, it was just all over the place in terms of what is my offer? What am I really doing for clients? What pain am I relieving in them? Type of binder. And so really taking that first step of just putting all of my ideas was important, but it didn't get me a business. Right, he got me a binder with a bunch of ideas,
right.
and that's when I knew I really needed to find resources to help me move it from binder to a business, and knew that this was part. I was the one responsible for everything, and it wasn't just the technical side of business; it was also the way I was thinking about my business
mm-hmm.
and what I was capable of, and being, following you on various media outlets and through the website, through Black Mastery, I knew that the G8 was what was going to work for me. And
yeah.
It did.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about, because one of the first things that we do in the G8 Intensive, because I think that that people have to, there are so many entrepreneurs out there, right? Right, entrepreneurs, and what I mean by entrepreneurs is that they either have a business that's not profitable, or they've been wanting to be a preneur, right, wanting to be in business, but they often don't have a very clear business model that allows them to, design a business that very predictably, indicates, like, when they're going to make money, and how they're going to make money, and how they're going to have their revenue. Like, they don't have a solid business model. Well, that's very common, and without that solid business model, I find that people just wander in the desert for a long time in the land of no profitability. So one of the things that we did with you is we looked at all of your gifts and talents, right, the ones that you were getting some fame and notoriety for, and, we looked at what could really make you money. Talk a little bit about the process of discovering your model, because that was the first step. We had to translate all the stuff in the binder into a model that you could then go out and make money with.
Yeah, and that's hard because, it's fun when you're listing your talents and your strengths and your weaknesses to kind of look at that. But in many ways, you already know this. And it's just kind of, focusing on how does that translate? What's your core strength for your business? And then I think from that, the discernment or the decision was really around what can I rent and repeat, over and over again. Right. So creativity, one of the things that my binder showed me is that creativity is and coming up with ideas and that's a core strength of mine. But that
mm-hmm.
doesn't necessarily apply, to my business model. It's certainly an asset for clients or anybody that wants to hire me, coming in to a brainstorming session or trying to think of a campaign or, really facilitating ideas is something I'm good at. But that's a service. That's not that doesn't help me develop my business. That's not something that I can necessarily stand on as an offer. Finding how to translate my talents and gifts into offers that I can rinse and repeat over and over again. And I guess that boils down to the process, Veronica, which is what really I learned going through the G8 is how to. How to find my process, and it works. I mean, the system, the modules really work, and are working for me. It's because that's one thing about once you do it, you don't have to stop doing it. It's not a one-time thing.
Right.
You're given the blueprint.
Right. And, you know, we, just so everyone knows, I mean, you, when we talk about binder to business, I think you went from this binder, the infamous binder, to a $15,000 week, right, once we sold, began selling. We'll talk about that in a minute, but he went from that to a $15,000 week, which I'm sure felt amazing to come from no business to that.
Amazing, yes. And that was really jump-started, you know, how this works and how, you know, you just, you know, sitting idle is very dangerous. Thinking about what you want to do all the time. I mean, clearly I had a binder. I've been putting this ideas together for, you know, years, what was possible. But then that action, really, that's really what it took, was the action and the support, you know, to go, to do it. And that $15,000 day, you know, once you have that experience in you, then you can recreate it.
Yes. No, I love that. So we'll talk about the selling part in a minute, but, you know, if we do the model, right, which is what helped you get really clear about what it is that you could offer people that you would love, that you could rinse and repeat, that you could do over and over again, and that you could make, you know, four and five, you know, up to six figures doing it. So we got clear about that. Then talk about the mindset piece, because we did some very powerful work around mindset. And, you know, I wrap, you know, as a certified, you know, master hypnotist and, you know, NLP person, I wrap a lot of mindset stuff around the process, because I just think that it's not enough to have a model. It's not enough to have strategy. It's not even enough to have implementation. Your head has to really be on straight, because we have so many back of mind fears and considerations about being in business, right, that we will sometimes undermine or sabotage or play small or procrastinate. We do all kinds of things, and that's all mindset stuff. So can you talk a little bit about that for you and how that worked and how it played itself out in terms of that mindset shift?
Yeah, it's huge. This is really the foundation. This is the soil, you know, that you plant your business. And a lot of breakthroughs, and it's also something that I'm aware that once you make one breakthrough, you have to stay mindful of what you're thinking about in the future. How are you self-sabotaging? You know, so, you know, part of my challenge, of course, was, you know, around money and how I was raised with money and, you know, how that flowed through me, you know, and sustainability around that. To me, they all work together, but this was the most sort of eye-opening piece of, oh, this is why I've been carrying around this binder for years, right? This is why I haven't actually acted on this business, and I could get so excited. I could sell, you know, I could get a whole room full of people excited about an idea, no problem. Well,
yeah.
You know, but you have to. There has to be, you know, that next step. And why wasn't I able to take that? What was my fear? What was I afraid of? Was it really a deficiency in skills? You know? Okay, so what skills do you need to get? Or was it really, you know, my attitude or the self-talk that I was giving myself? And how could I start to see the results? How could I prove to myself that, you know, I was capable of confidence, because clearly if you're carrying around a binder full of ideas that you're passionate about for years and not seeing any results, something's not quite working, so yeah, that was a very, very critical part of the process.
Yeah, mindset is everything, and I try to, you know, I always wrap around at every turn, because I feel like the more the subconscious mind is trained in what it needs to know and do, and it's more congruent about it, the more effortless it is to execute and implement, right? So we wrap a lot of mindset training in G8, because I just know that it's easier, like, you know, congruence, having a congruent mindset lubricates the entire process of being in business, and it becomes a lot more effortless. When you do strategy sometimes without mindset stuff, you take two steps forward, one step back, one step forward, two steps back, right? That's sort of the nature of the subconscious mind, because I always say you either have results or you have reasons. You either have the result that you want, or you have a story about why you can't have it. So if you don't have the business that you want, right, there's a reason, there's a story, there's a limiting belief, there's an inner conflict, there's something that's been going on that stops you from moving forward with a lot of power and agility. And so that's why we spend a lot of time, you know, on mindset stuff in the context of the program.
Absolutely. It is the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. So then we also we build environment, right? In terms of toleration blitzing and active, what I call activating your environment, right? So it's like creating the environment that supports you in really launching this business, or if in some cases growing your business, because we certainly have people in the G8 intensive that are established businesses, but then they've grown their business quite exponentially. But talk a bit about the environment and blitzing and tolerations and sort of what that how that impacts your ability to do business now that you know what blitzing is, toleration blitzing.
You know, you almost have to laugh when you look back at the things that you tolerate, right? And how mm-hmm. something simple, often, just cleaning out your email box, organizing your desk, or doing things that you just keep putting off, you just keep tolerating for another day, and being focused, right? Or having this community or this challenge, right? To do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it
mm-hmm.
now. Get it done. Stop tolerating, right? Like, you know, we all probably have a pair of pants or something that needs tailoring or needs hemmed, right? As well, we'll do it, right? And then it never gets done. We never wear it, right, because it has that hole in it, you know, or whatever. And then, then finally you get your dress fixed or your pants or whatever. You wear it. You look great. You get tons of compliments in it. And you're like, why didn't I do that before? You know, essentially going and buying something new or wearing things I didn't like because I didn't take the time, right, the day to take it to the tailor. I'm just using that as sort of a metaphor, but that's what the toleration was. So just do it now. Get it done.
Yep.
Do it now. And that was eye-opening in terms of all of the things, not just sort of, you know, your physical office space that you tolerate, but, you know, being able to think about and apply that to, you know, things in life, be they relationships or, you know, organizations that you're involved in, just those little things. And you know what? Allowing yourself to be aware that, you know what, that gets on my nerves, or I'm tolerating that. Giving yourself permission. We all do it. We just don't necessarily allow it to come to the surface. And then deciding, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to do something about that. It just streamlines everything. It really does.
Yeah.
It's an
yeah.
awesome process
yeah.
that I never even thought about. you don't think about it. It's almost scary, all of the things that you tolerate. And then giving yourself permission to think about it, you know, to really say, okay. You don't always cross everything off of your list. But once you start crossing things off of your toleration list, you're like, oh, this feels really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I figure if I can get you in excitement, you know, because when we do the toleration blitz, we do it in community. So you take an inventory of everything that you're tolerating. You say, you know, what do I need to do to set up my success environment? Get really clear about that. And then we check in community. So it becomes a very celebratory, fun, exhilarating process. But it's getting through all the crap you've been putting off, avoiding, procrastinating around. And when you realize that you can do that and have that be fun, then it's like, what else is possible? What else can I get done in 20 minutes? What else can I get done in the nooks and crannies? And then you realize how much more powerful you can operate in your business by focusing on the most important things, you know, tackling them with a lot of intensity and a little bit of ferocity. And, you know, when you understand that you can do that, then you can activate that energy at will. And that becomes a very powerful thing. I think entrepreneurs think that it takes all this time to have a successful business, and it really doesn't in a certain way. You can get a lot done in the nooks and crannies and in the in-between times. It's very powerful. So what about selling for you, right? Because we taught you how to do big-ticket selling and, you know, how to make offers to people that were four and five figures. Talk a little bit about that process and what that revelation was like for you to know that you could sort of print money at will.
Well, I'll apply this to social media and how I approach social media. Well, social media is a cocktail party, right? And this is what I tell clients. And when you go to a cocktail party, right, you don't walk into the room and talk to the wall, right? You talk to people. And the way that you engage at a cocktail party, at least, you know, the person that it's generally you know, get a warm spirit. If the person is asking about the other people at the cocktail party, how are your kids? How is your wife? How is your husband? How's your job, right? That's the person asking questions. And what the selling process really taught me was how to sell and how to sell without sort of the insecurities and the fears that I was bringing to the table. When you're going from binder to business, you will have, at least I would imagine that other people, I would imagine I'm not alone in this, the insecurity, right? You don't really have a business, but you have a business. You have an idea. You don't really have a whole lot of proof, right? You have some things, but you're not established, right? You don't have that resume. You have a few testimonials. Maybe you have your history, you know, my background in marketing and poetry and things like that. You know, maybe you have, you know, a decade or however long your resume is, but you don't have that actual sort of, this is my business, because you're going from binder to business. So not going into a sales strategy, selling your idea, which I had been doing for years, right, or selling, you know, this sort of mythology of what you're doing, but really learning how to talk to clients in the selling process around what are they interested in, finding out their pains, you know, and leveraging that to what you do well. How does that, you know, but really taking an inventory. I think, Veronica, you call it diagnosing, right? You know, your client. And then, you know, not settling yourself, because I didn't want a business because I didn't think I could do it, right? So where's my self-confidence? The selling process really helped me evaluate two things. One, that my selling strategy, the way that I talked to potential clients, was way off, right? So I was the person that was going to the cocktail party talking about me all the time. Hi, I'm wonderful. I'm fabulous. I'm this. I'm like this. You know what I mean? And nobody likes that person, right? They may not tell you that they don't like you, right? But you're not going to be, you know, you're not attractive. You're not attractive in that moment. And I didn't realize how much I was doing that. And I think that comes from a bit of an insecurity, you know, you know, so there was that, and then there was also the piece of me that was like, $100, $1,000. Okay, that's good. I'm just happy they're paying me, right? So I didn't really, or that they're interested. So I need to give them, you know, the blue light special or the discount because they might not pay for, you know, they might not pay for my services because I'm new or whatever I was thinking, and that was really wrong because I was really selling myself out. I mean, you know, I've put a lot of work into that binder. I've put a lot of work. I've made an investment in the G8. I've made a lot of investments. And really in the sales process, being able to stand up and say that I have value, you know, my services have value. And do I really think that I can help this client? And if I can answer yes to that, then then I don't need to, you know, settle, right? I don't need to give anybody a blue light special or, you know, the discount coupon. Or so I need to set my pricing and stick to it. And that's really what I learned. So it was really twofold. It was learning how to, you know, diagnose the client so that they could understand and feel confidence and confidence in me, but then also that internal piece that was like, you know, I'm going to close this today. I'm going to close it for what I think is absolutely worth. And I'm going to get the check today. Meaning that was also a big thing that I learned from the selling was that, oh gosh, we don't have to do the net 30. Oh, you could write me a check today. And the person that's going from binder to business, that's huge. That changed the mind. That changed everything. That's why I'm still in process. We're in August, right? That's why I'm still operating and still pushing and still trying and feeling things out. And I've also given myself permission in this binder to business that, you know, it is a process. I'm still developing, you know, and fine-tuning things. But the selling process was important. And because you're moving so fast, you don't have time to necessarily think about, you know, you just have a steady goal in the sales split. And that is critical. Stay moving and stay focused.
And I think it's an important thing to get not only, you know, to have people learn how to sell, but then to actually
you know, like once it, put it into action, put it into motion, because then you can blow your own damn mind, right? You can kind of figure out the truth of how much money you can make, right? You can surprise yourself with how quickly you can scale up. We get to the sales list that you were in, because you're in the second round of G8, and we had people putting, you know, that were going from $0 in their business to scheduling, you know, to $30,000 in a day, right? And now all they have to do is go in and close that, right? Well, that's kind of amazing for somebody that's had no revenue in their business, right? But you literally can get that done in a day, right? And you realize you can make money at will. But once you understand this process, you can absolutely make money at will.
It's true. I mean, absolutely. And this is you mentioned this is my second round, because if you don't keep yourself in a community and you don't keep your mind back to, you know, how you're thinking about things through this process. And I'll take it back to the workout metaphor, right? So the GA is a great boot camp, right? You can do a boot camp. You can lose 20 pounds, right? But if you don't stay, use that as a way to jumpstart, right? And stay, you know, in your workout, then you'll be right back to where you started. And, you know, as one of the things that always limited me in my business is that I have so many different things going on. And I'll share this with you on it. You know, I'm a poet, and you know, I'm in grad school. I do a lot of different things, and so it's easy right now at this phase. I've probably got about 6 more months, maybe 3 more months of this sort of this completion cycle of my life. Mm-hmm. To finish wrap up these projects, and then it's really full steam ahead. But you can get off the track of what you learned from the G8 boot camp jumpstart. And, and I'll admit it that happened to me. Enough. It happened to me enough that I realized that I needed to get back in. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, gosh, you start feeling the pounds come on, right? Well, I was starting to feel like, wait a minute, I'm not generating enough revenue. What's wrong? I'm missing something. And something wasn't, I wasn't completely clear. So the second time around with the sales blitz was not as productive as the first round, but it was a deeper understanding of how you sell. And I'm not sure if that will make sense to someone listening.
No, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. It's a bit of a deeper
process. I understand the process. Yeah. I wasn't there, and I didn't exactly get the results that I got before. But you know what? I am much more confident. So it was the practice in the process, and I did the sales list. The other thing I'll say is, I'm kind of all over the place with my life travel and such. I did the sales list. Traveling, right? That didn't stop me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just happened that I had to be traveling all this day. I got it done. So. Part of what I use the sales list for was to, book appointments when I get back. So, maybe I'm being a little bit premature. I don't really know what the dollar number is, but it's going to be from the results of this. But it was a deeper understanding, and that's what my own takeaway from the GA is that this is a process that you have to get in you. You know what I mean? It works. But it's not enough just to do it on the surface, right? Which is why I'm back, and I'm back, and it's a different sort of learning. I think I always tell you in Sunday school, learn your Bible verse so it's in your heart, right?
Yeah.
So you got to get this stuff inside you so that it's automatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, that's quite brilliant. And the thing about blitzes is that you never know, because there's a lot that happens in the aftermath. There's something about coming together and selling in community. And getting stuff scheduled and getting momentum happening, but a lot of times, people have woken up like a month later and said, "Wow, I look back and I did several. People do six figures in the aftermath, right? Just because they put so much in motion on the day of the sales blitz." So you'd be amazed. Sometimes you can have very powerful aftermath effects from doing blitzes. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider too. talk a little bit about, we talk about calendar and the cash, right, also in the G8 to kind of get it all dialed in, right, and to get, like, knowing how to generate money consistently. Like, once you know how to generate money at will, then how do you dial it in so that you can do it with some degree of consistency? How has that impacted your business and the way you think about time and money and all that stuff?
Well, you know, this is actually probably, I keep saying they're all there. Each module, each step is really important, but calendar and the cash is, that's your cash, that's your operating, that's what's going to make a difference in you know, your sustainability. But it's also the most challenging. And I think, you know, now that we're at this point in the dialogue, this is the most challenging space for me. You know, it's really about consistency and knowing what's ahead, and it is the most challenging. So I'm excited to see how I will process. We haven't got to this module yet for my second time around, but you know, I think this will be interesting to see how I feel about and what I learned the second time around.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because what is it for you? I mean, I think it's great for people to listen that may have the same challenge. What do you find the most challenging about sort of dialing in that consistency in terms of your calendar?
Well, you know, I think that's part of, you know, sort of being a startup. And for me, like I mentioned, that I'm excited that in a couple months, mixed media is going to be the thing that I do, right? I have busied myself for so long, which is probably why I have a binder, right? So
right.
You have this little business that you want to do, but then you have your full-time job. Or you have this little business that you want to do, but you know what I mean, for me, I was also in school. You know, I had all these other things going on that really distracted me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to focus my calendar just on the business and is exciting, and it's been a process. Meaning, I wouldn't be generating enough income to be able to say, hey, you know, let me take these other things off my plate. A couple of concepts and things that I need to finish up to really focus. So for me, it's making that commitment to my business, right?
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly, and that means, you know, putting the time, scheduling, you know, this is number one. And that hadn't been a part of my sort of routine. That's what makes the difference is not just only the commitment to your business, but then even backing it up to, you know, your commitment to, you know, getting clear, getting started, finding out and really digging into why were you doing that? Why did you have this dream, but you didn't think you could do it? You know, so it's really about focus. It's really about focus.
That's great. Perfect. That's perfect. Beautiful. Any other thoughts that you have about just your experience and what has shifted for you since you've begun this process? Because it goes pretty fast, right? You kind of get a lot done in a really short period of time. We do it over a 6-week period. It's about 20 hours of overall program time. Any other thoughts about just how it's impacted you and what, you know, how it's kind of changed the trajectory for your life and business?
Well, I think, you know, the community is really, it's really a great thing. The community, the tangible business skills, right? Things like selling. You know, I'm sure everyone's had their sales experience. Well, maybe they haven't, but, you know, for me, I'm like, yeah, you know, I've had sales experience. But and just getting really clear on these things and being in a community, doing it with a community, makes a difference. It's not just that. The importance of what it means for me to be successful in my business outside of, you know, my own personal goals, but the state of America today and what building wealth means for me to be able to, sustain and, you know, a lifestyle that I want, but to be able to create that for others. Or being a part of that community and conversations for me is something that the G8 really opened me up to see, right? That this is a business, of course, it's about, you know, my goals, blah, blah, blah. But what does building wealth in a community with other entrepreneurs in America today? So Black Mastery is not about just getting your business off the ground. It's really about how do you think about what does your success mean in a larger community? That to me, going back to the mission of my business, social media strategy for mission-driven organizations, right? That's where the passion, and, you know, I'm not the person you call when you just want to sell widgets because you want to make a bunch of money, right?
Right.
But if your widget is going to help a community, right, or it has some value around, you know, helping others, then I'm excited. And I think that now I look at my business, not only just, you know, my mindset, what my business means, you know, my success is important because that's what's going to drive somebody else's success. That's what's going to drive a stronger and healthier community, right? And there's all these other variables, whether that means, you know, one day I'm able to write scholarship checks or that means I'm able to write, you know, a check for someone to participate in the GA, whatever it is, or I'm building whatever it is, to me, going through this G8 process really lit a fire because it's not just about my dreams and visions. And not that I didn't think that before, but it became really real in how I start to think and look at wealth and how wealth has been presented to me and those limitations that, you know, those systematic limitations in America that we're not even necessarily aware of that are limiting us. Right, and how this is this is one way, you know, to get involved and to start to change the trajectory, not just for my family, but for, you know, a community and betterment.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. You're so thoughtful, and your level of clarity and your, you know, sort of your deeper understanding of yourself and the process is really such a gift to get to witness here with you, and I'm so excited for you and for what's next. So if you're listening to this and you would like to have a conversation with me about starting a business or growing your business, and I mean in record time. We're talking about growing your business in weeks, not months. We're talking about putting multiple 4 and 5 and sometimes 6 figures on the books in weeks, not months. So that's what we're in the business of doing, is really activating entrepreneurs, turning them from entrepreneurs to entrepreneurs, or taking entrepreneurs and making them wildly successful and profitable. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, you can fill out an application to apply for a strategy session with me. We'll just get some details about your business and sort of where you are, and we'll schedule a call and just have a conversation to see if it's a right fit. There's no charge for the call. And we'll see if it makes sense to you. I promise you that even a conversation with me will sometimes be a game changer, because if there's anything that I know how to do is to help people get massive clarity around where they are versus where they want to be and sort of how to get there. So if you're interested in that, if you're interested in applying to have a strategy session with me, you can go ahead and fill out the application below. And we'll get you scheduled. Crystal, it's been such an honor. It's been such a joy to work with you. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your wisdom with us today and your experience.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. And, you know, we're all in this together, and I'm super excited. And I just want to say once again, anyone out there listening, this if you participate and you follow these modules, you can go from bonder to business too.
Yeah. Great. Okay. This is Veronica Conway with the G8 Intensive and from Binder to Business in 30 Days, signing off for now.